Chapter 12.
Yes, said Cuff, as we left the village in the dark. She joined the chains to the case and sunk it in the water or in the quicksand, fixing it to the rocks. All very clear, but the mystery is, what is in the case? Not the diamond, obviously.
Not the diamond, I thought. The stained dress, then. He stopped and turned to me in the shadows.
Does anything that is thrown into that quicksand ever come out again?
Never, I answered.
The question is why,
Cuff continued.
Why not just tie the dress around a heavy stone and throw it into the quicksand? But is it a dress? Could it be a nightgown, for example? I must go to Fritzing Hall tomorrow and find out what she bought.
When we got back, the servants were at supper. Rosanna had returned an hour before, had gone upstairs to take off her coat, and was now sitting quietly with them. I followed Cuff round to the back of the house. He looked up at Miss Rachel's bedroom window, watching lights passing to and fro.
I bet you a pound, Mr. Betteridge,
he said,
that an hour ago Miss Verinder decided to leave the house.
Samuel met us inside. Her ladyship is waiting to see you and Sergeant Cuff, he said.
How long has she been waiting?
Asked Cuff. An hour, sir, Samuel replied.
As I knocked on my lady's door, Cuff whispered, I shouldn't be surprised if there's a disturbance in the house tonight.
Only a small lamp was on in the room.
Sergeant,
said my lady from the shadows,
Miss Verinder decided about an hour ago to go and stay with her aunt, Mrs. Ablewhite, in Fritzing Hall. She will be leaving tomorrow morning. Might it be possible, my lady, to persuade her to delay leaving a little? I have to go to Fritzing Hall tomorrow morning, and won't be back until 2 p.m. I would like to say a few words to her, unexpectedly, before she goes.
Unwillingly, my lady accepted. She told me to tell the carriage not to come until 2.
And please don't mention me as the cause for putting off her departure, Cuff added.
My lady was about to say something, but stopped herself. She waved her hand for us to leave her.
She almost told us,
Cuff said once we were outside.
And the mystery that puzzles you would have been at an end tonight.
Curse you, I cried. There's something you've known all this time. Tell me the truth, Sergeant. What do you suspect?
I don't suspect. I know,
he said calmly. Are you trying to tell me she stole her own diamond? I said.
She has had it all the time, calculating that we will suspect Rosanna.
He almost smiled.
We'll let the matter rest tonight, I think. I'm hungry. Would you like to have supper with me?
I said I'd lost my appetite, left him with the gardener, and went out for some air. Dark clouds were gathering in the distance. The wind was rising. Bad weather was on the way. Samuel brought me a note from my lady. The judge in Fritzing Hall had written to remind her that the three Indians were to be released early in the coming week. If we had any more questions to ask them, there was no time to lose. When I got back inside, Cuff and the gardener were arguing about roses over a bottle of whiskey. He read the message, searched his mind a moment, said,
I believe there is a gentleman in Fritzing Hall who is an expert on Indian matters,
and then returned to the argument. I met Penelope in the passage outside. She had been helping Miss Rachel pack. Apparently, when her mother had told her that her departure had to be delayed, she had been violently angry. Her mother, equally angry with Miss Rachel, went to her, whispered something in her ear, and Rachel left the room. Miss Rachel's bell rang while we were talking, and Penelope left me. Later, as I was putting the lights out, I couldn't help feeling that some terrible threat was hanging over us all. Upstairs, in front of Miss Rachel's rooms, I found Cuff lying asleep on three chairs put together across the corridor. "What are you doing here?" I asked. Whatever Rosanna may have hidden, it was clear to me that Miss Rachel couldn't go away until she knew it was hidden. The two of them must have communicated tonight. If they try again, I want to be in the way.